What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for listening to the High Power Podcast. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. Now, today what I wanted to talk about is a marathon versus a sprint. Like, what I think a marathon versus what a sprint is. And like, in terms of money, in terms of people's success, in terms of life in general. Because for me, people want money, want fast money all the time, right? People want that money that comes fast, that comes instant. Because the money that they're working for, if you're working a 9-to-5, you work hard for it, but yet it's still small. It's not the amount that you want it to be, or it's not an amount that could make you happy, if you will. Like, because some people, they take a job just because, well, I got to pay my bills, so I got to take this job. Or some people be like, oh, I got to take this job just because I don't have any other option or anything like that. So that's, in my opinion, is like why people like fast money. Like, oh, I can make this much in this amount of time, like in a week or two. Why not? Let's do it. And stuff like that, which is fine. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with wanting fast money, because trust me, if someone came up to me and they said, oh, here's $600, I'd be ecstatic. I'd be hella happy. Shit, you got me fucked up. But the reason why I bring this up, because I've been seeing this octagon challenge, or octagon thing that people are doing, where you send somebody $100 and then you have to tell people, oh, here, you can fill up this space, and you have to do it 3 times over in order for you to get in the middle, for you to be able to get $800 or something like that, man. And it, like I said, it's an octagon because you want 8 people, right? 8 sides, 8 people. You know what I'm saying? But I'm looking at it and I'm like, why are people really interested in this? This looks like a Ponzi scheme. It doesn't, and it feels like somebody at the end of the day will get burnt off of doing that type of thing. And like, hey, for me personally, I wouldn't even want to look into getting into that. And it's crazy because people are more interested in doing that, getting money fast type of way, rather than actually learning a skill set where they can earn that $800 way easier without having to hit up people, tell them, oh, send me $100 on Cash App or Venmo or whatever it is. But hey, that's just my opinion. With that octagon thing, y'all could have it because it ain't for me. But like, this is the difference between, like, usually when we talk about marathon, we have a difference between sprints and marathon, right? So for a marathon, you're going slow and steady at a set pace. You're going at a set pace and you're not getting tired. You're not getting worn out. You just keep on going because you're at a set pace that is comfortable for you, right? Or not even comfortable for you. It might not even be comfortable. It can be uncomfortable. But you're going at a set pace, not getting tired. Versus a sprint, you're going straight fast, going as fast as you can. And what happens when you're going as fast as you can? You burn more energy. And the way when you burn more energy, you get tired faster, right? So that's the concept of just like in general, like when you talk about a sprint and a marathon. Now, I'm going to compare these two to the 9-to-5ers. Nothing wrong with the 9-to-5, by the way. There's nothing wrong with the 9-to-5. But I'm going to go ahead and talk about the 9-to-5ers as the ones who are in a sprint versus those who create business or those who create wealth. They're the ones who are running the marathon. Now, like I said, there's nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5 at all. Nothing wrong at all. I suggest people have a 9-to-5 before they even think about getting into a business or anything like that. But I feel like having a 9-to-5 is considered fast money and it's considered a sprint. Because watch this. You get paid every 2 weeks. Let's just say you get a new job and everything like that, right? After 3 weeks, usually. You get paid every 2 weeks, or sometimes you get paid every week, or sometimes you get paid every 2 to 3 days. Whatever your pay schedule is, right? There's, like I said in the beginning of the podcast, there's some people who they get paid every 2 weeks, like $15 an hour or $13 an hour and all that. And it's not, the compensation isn't that great. But yet you're working your ass off, you're working like 40, 50 hours, and you're getting burnt out because you have to go and work to make a living. And it's unfair. That's the way how it is. It really is unfair. It sucks balls. Trust me, because I've been in that situation. A lot of people have been in that situation, right? Where they have to work. They barely have a life or anything like that. They're getting their bills paid. They're able to provide for their family, but it does suck because you don't have any energy, or you don't even have the willpower. You the only willpower that you have is your family that you have to feed. But other than that, you don't have the willpower to want to get up and go and work. You don't get excited when you want to go to work, usually, right? And that's unfortunate. Just like a sprinter as well, when you get tired, you don't have any energy and you don't want to go any further. But unfortunately, you have to, and then that just, sometimes depending on the career, if you're going and you're burnt out, but you're still going, your production gets lower. You don't do as well as you did at the beginning of the week, towards the end of the week, because your production is lower, you're tired as hell, and you just want to nap. Shout out to naps. Naps are the greatest. But that's what I'm trying to say, versus a business person who, like, let's say they're creating their job. I consider them to be in a marathon, because if you're creating a business, that first week, that first month, maybe even that first year, you might not get any type of money. In fact, you might even lose money because you're investing into the business. And so you're not necessarily seeing the growth as well as you'd want it. And it's tough when you're like making a business, and like let's say that first month or that first week or even that first year, like I mentioned, it doesn't even take off. It's tough, but that's why they're doing it in a marathon fashion. They're the ones that are running the marathon, because although they're not getting to the finish line any sooner, they're still going at a pace, and they're going slowly but surely. And that's what the marathon is. That's why when they say, when they talk about the story of the rabbit and the turtle, right? The turtle ends up winning because he's going slow and steady at a normal pace, while the rabbit or the bunny or whatever you want to call it is going fast and ends up getting into all types of shit. So let's take, for example, my trading, right? My trading journey, or my forex trading, or anything like that. When I first started trading, I lost a lot of money. There was a time that I was really losing money, right? And I was like, I gotta get this. I gotta keep remembering it's a marathon, not a sprint. And I realized that as I'm failing, as I'm losing money, as I'm growing and growing, I'm getting better. Right, and I'm able to pick up the speed of my trading career. I'm able to pick up the speed gradually, until it gets to a point where I'm like, all right, now I'm cool, and I don't really have to worry about having to learn how to trade. Now I just gotta maintain being a profitable trader type of thing, right? Versus if I would have just had a job and I'm working at that job, I already know what I'm doing day in, day out, and I'm worn out, I'm tired as hell, or I'm doing anything that's like, I'm not trying to go to work, I don't want to be at work, I hate my job, that type of stuff, right? Short term wise, I think it's a good idea to get a job or anything like that. A job, and one thing that I didn't differentiate. There are people who actually love sprinting. There are people who love their job. There are people who love their 9-to-5. And for those who love their jobs, more power to you. honestly, because not everybody has that luxury of working at a job that they really like. More power to you if you really do like your job. But for the most part, there are a lot of people who don't like their job. Continuing to what I was saying, though. You see what I meant by the difference between a sprinter and somebody who's running a marathon? Although there's times when the person who's running the marathon, they're like, nah, I want to give up. I want to give in and all that stuff. But you have to compare that marathon lifestyle to your everyday life. Us as human beings, we're already running a marathon from the time that we're born. Like when we talk about, oh, going from, oh, I'm one year old to being 25 year old, that's 25 years. That's a marathon type of thing. And you learn and you build and you develop each and every day that you're growing. That's the same way how you got to treat a business, because anything that goes too fast, it's not legit. Anything that's really fast is not concrete. Because take a look at this. Let's say that somebody who had no money, they had no idea how money works, they didn't know how to compound their money or anything like that. They start off with $0, right? And then one day, the very next day, they just get $1 million out of nowhere. Chances are, and there's very high chances are, that $1 million that they made is gonna be gone before they even know it. They won't be able to even flip that million into something else. Like even 500,000, they wouldn't be able to. Why is that? Because all they know how to do is spend money. Versus if you're going slowly and steady and you're building up your money, like let's say you start at zero, you find a way to make 100, then you turn that 100 to 200, turn that 200 to 400, turn that 400 to 800, etc., etc. That's how you stay in as a marathon, because now you know how to create your own money without having to depend on anybody else. And you also, what's the word I'm looking for? And now you're also able to know how to manage that money. Because if you've built something from, like, let's say $50 to $500,000, you'll know how to manage that $500,000 and turn that $500,000 into a milli and so on and so forth. And so that's why I'm saying, like, it's important. It's really important to treat everything that you're doing, like, if it's important to you, like, if it's something that you want to do, if you're trying to get into business, if you're trying to get into acting, if you're trying to get into being an athlete or anything like that, everything is patience. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. If you want to go to school, you have to be dedicated to stay in school for 4 years or something like that. 4+ years. There's some people who go to school for 4 years. Some people go to school for 6-8 years. But you have to understand that it is a marathon. If you feel like you want to give up, it's perfectly fine. I felt like giving up on trading thousands of times. Trust me. Just 2 weeks ago, I was like, man, I fuck trading. I hate trading and all that. Until I changed up something. Right? You know? If there is one thing, though, that I don't suggest that you treat as a marathon, is failing. When it comes to failure, you want to sprint past that like a motherfucker, because you want to fail fast. If you fail fast, you learn your lesson fast. If you take your L fast, you can learn the lesson behind the L faster, so you can get back on track. That's probably the only thing that I would suggest that you want to, you know, take your time. You don't want to take your time on. Sorry. But that's something, like I said, it's something that I think that you shouldn't take your time on. You should not take your time on losing or failing or anything like that. Because if you do take your time, it's only going to take you longer to get to the next level. So. But yeah, that's about all I wanted to say. And guys, before I even leave, I just want to say, if you are not using your time wisely while you guys are in quarantine to learn a new skill set, you are doing something wrong. If you are not spending your time wisely to learn how to be a real estate agent, for you to learn how to trade in the forex industry, or if you want to learn about getting into stocks or anything like that, how to drop ship, if you're not learning something while you're in quarantine, then I don't know what to say. Like, because for those who've lost their jobs, unfortunately, I'm sorry for y'all, but I've been telling y'all, niggas. Sorry, not niggas, niggas. But I've been telling y'all, man, like, can't depend on a job. Because at the end of the day, if a job needs to let you go, they're going to let you go, and then you're going to be stranded, and you're going to be like, okay, what the fuck do I do now? That's been shown just how many weeks ago. In the United States, 6.6 million people lost their jobs. That's wild. Off of some shit that has nothing to do with them. That's why I'm like, learn a skill set while you're at home. If you're a health aid worker, or if you're somebody who is still working through this, then by all means, like, keep hustling. I salute to you. Thank you for working while we stay at home, because you guys don't have a choice, but you guys are essential workers. So, like I said, that's a shout out to y'all. But for those who are at home, take this time, learn something new. I really do, like, this isn't like, because I remember somebody had told me, oh, well, you're only telling people to learn a new skill set so that you could teach someone how to learn forks or whatever. Even if, I can care less. Y'all don't see me, I don't advertise a lot for learning how to trade Forex, because I'm not in the business to try to recruit anybody. I'm in the business that if you really want to learn how to do this, you hit me up and we can get down to business. But other than that, I'm not in the business of trying to force anybody to do anything. So yeah, that's about all I had to say today. So thank you guys for listening to the High Power Podcast. I do appreciate your listen. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, do all that. You know what to do. Like, show me some love. Show your boys some love. Come on. It's free. For the free deuces. We out this bitch. Hey, everybody. Thank you for checking back into the High Power Podcast. I really do appreciate it. But what I need you to do right now is whatever platform you are listening to this on. If you're listening to this on Spotify, if you're listening to this on YouTube, if you're listening to this on Stitcher, if you're listening to this on Google Play services, what I would want you to do is to please, please, please help me out with a follow, a like, a subscribe, whatever platform you are on. Please show some support for me, because this is how I grow as an individual, and this is also how I grow as a business. So again, please leave a like, a comment, support me. Find a way to support me. And I always appreciate any type of support. Thank you.